Part 1. The Hidden History of the Third Reich. Chapter 1. A New Reich Begins. Hitler's Support Group. Following the armistice of 1918, which ended World War I, German soldiers returned home to a country economically devastated by war. The Bavarian city of Munich was hit particularly hard, with jobless ex-soldiers wandering the streets and a number of splinter political parties vying for membership. It was in this setting that Hitler, a 29-year-old veteran, came into contact with members of the Thule Gesellschaft, or Thule Society, ostensibly an innocent reading group dedicated to the study and promotion of older German literature. But the society, composed mostly of wealthy conservatives, ardent nationalists, and anti-Semites, actually delved into radical politics, race mysticism, and the occult under its emblem, a swastika superimposed over a sword. The society also served as a front for the even more secretive Germanenduren, or German Order, a reincarnation of the old Teutonic Knights, which had branches throughout Germany patterned after Masonic lodges. It is believed that these lodges carried on the agenda of the outlawed Bavarian Illuminati, with its fundamental maxim that the end justifies the means. In other words, members should pretend to be anything or anybody, adopt any philosophy, tell any lie, steal, cheat, even kill, as long as it accomplishes the society's objectives. Members of the Thule Society encouraged a Munich locksmith and toolmaker named Anton Drexler to bring workers into the political process. The unassuming Drexler founded the Deutsche Arbeiterpartei, or German Workers' Party, which was guided to prominence by covert aid from conservative elements within industry and the military. Hitler, unable to make a living as an artist, turned to earning money by serving as an army intelligence agent, reporting to Captain Karl Mayer. One day I received orders from my headquarters to find out what was behind an apparently political society which, under the name of German Workers' Party, intended to hold a meeting. I was to go there and look at the society and to report on it, Hitler recalled in Mein Kampf. Arriving at the Sternecker Brau beer house, he was not overly impressed. I met there about 20 to 25 people, chiefly from among the lower walks of life, wrote Hitler. However, the young military agent stood and astonished the small gathering by arguing against a proposal that Bavaria break ties with Prussia.